Welcome to Let's Get Social with me, Philip Twyford, the Curly Marketer, Social Media Management and Strategy.
And me, Eimear Duffy, of Fit Social Media, your social media personal trainer.
So if you're confused about social media,
or not sure what channel to use,
well, we've got you covered too.
Let's get social!
So welcome, Eimear. Delighted to be here again to share our tips, thoughts and our advice when it comes to social media for business.
Yeah, welcome back too, Philip. What are we talking about today?
Well, I think, we wanted to kind of follow on from the very first show we did, where we talked about the positives and negatives about social media. You know, we talked about why we feel a business should be on social media. And if you missed that show, we were categorically saying, yes, get on social. Your customers are there. And a real positive of being on social media was there's no cost in getting started. But one of the negatives is the time and the consistency. You need to put in the time. You need to take the time to get on there and be active. But I suppose, you know, following on from the first one, I have another social media joke for you, Eimear. I know you've been waiting for this. So why did the marketing tap dancer get fired?
I don't know. Why?
Because she wanted to be paid per click.
I think you should keep the day job.
I think you're possibly right. Okay, let's move on to the serious business of giving you the tips and the tricks and the thoughts. What are we talking about today, Eimear?
Well, as we had said the last show, we were talking about the pros and cons of social media for business. Is it for you? Is it not for you? Kind of thing. And I thought it might be an idea that we will lift everybody's spirits going forward.
We all need a lift.
Yeah, and that means L for LinkedIn, I for Instagram, F for Facebook, and T for Twitter. So as I am Fit Social Media, we're going to get you doing a few exercises. No, we're not. So actually, I'm going to get your brain cells moving again. I had asked you a couple of questions last time about what came first, the chicken or the egg? No, I'm talking about what platform came first. So I want to know, were you listening when I gave you the answers?
I was listening, Eimear, because, this is going to be the first channel we're going to talk about today.
So which one is that?
It is LinkedIn.
And what year?
2002.
Correct.
So I did listen. I took on board your feedback and your criticism, and I'm trying to be professional. So yes, LinkedIn. LinkedIn started in 2002. Mm-hmm. It kind of, I suppose, amongst the other channels, was seen as the boring type channel. But for business to business, it has really started to prove its worth. It's a channel, one of my favorite channels, actually.
And is it because it's quite straight-laced? And
yes. I do sometimes have a formal side, you know, although my jokes, I thought, were kind of breaking down the barriers. But obviously
they definitely wouldn't do well on LinkedIn.
I understand. But LinkedIn, listen, if you're not on LinkedIn as a business, I think you're really missing out, particularly if you're business to business.
Well, a lot of people think of it like the business card or the CV.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's...
So what would you say are the good points?
Well, definitely the good points, there's 260 million active users on LinkedIn. And, I definitely...
And I say that's going up again?
It is going up. Like, I think they're starting to put lots of innovation, particularly the use of video and the type of content they show on the feed, etc. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a term that's kind of tends to be kind of linked with LinkedIn called social selling, which, I was there good maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I would have done cold calling. The dreaded cold call. You know, you're ringing a number on a telephone and trying to get through to someone to sell.
You were the one that was annoying me, then.
I was the one that was annoying you, and you never bought Eimear,
Nope.
But, that did build my hardened exterior to get lots of rejection. Mm-hmm. But with LinkedIn now, the fact that I can look up maybe a target audience and reach out to someone who might be my target audience for social media and connect with them is a fantastic way to not only build a relationship, but to actually get to decision makers. So that is
you see it as a good networking opportunity?
I really do. Yes, absolutely. That's a fantastic search function on LinkedIn. You know, if your target audience is financial controllers or whatever it might be, you can put in a search and instantly find all of the financial controllers, say, in Ireland, mm-hmm. and get straight to it. It's also excellent for news updates across industry. There's always...
Yeah, I would agree on that, yeah.
Yeah, like kind of if you're looking for updates, say for us, for social media, you could put in a search as to what's going on and you'll find so much information that you may not be aware of. That's not even reported in other parts.
I like following Carlos Gill on.
Very good. Yeah,
He's quite engaging with his videos.
Yeah, and I think as a platform, LinkedIn, like I found this myself, and since I started using video, people now suddenly have seen my brand.
And even like for small businesses, I always say, look, you know, people want to know that you're an expert in your own field, and that doesn't mean wearing your wellies.
Yes.
So have a LinkedIn profile. You may not see it as a value. You don't. I say you don't even need to worry about a company page. Have something to show what you do, a bit of your background, and maybe start engaging using that as another stream for you to contact a potential client.
Absolutely.
Customer.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously, like everything, there are negatives. You know, like not everybody is active on LinkedIn. You know, like I've done searches for professional kind of businesses and people I thought, and they're not on LinkedIn. So it's not, unfortunately, 100% kind of complete area. There might still be a bit where you have to try and do a bit of cold calling or try and find some decision makers. So it's not everyone is active on it. It is more business to business. I'll be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
If you're a business to consumer type product, you might struggle to get some traction on LinkedIn.
I'm going to go back to my hairdresser. She's not on LinkedIn.
Well, there you go.
But she's on Facebook and she's on Instagram. So
yeah, and they're the channels right for her. So once again, you know, it's not going to be right for everybody. And I think this comes back to being strategic about these things. You know, if LinkedIn and your audience is a business to business, well, then you should find a way to get on LinkedIn, definitely. A big thing, you know, and we mentioned this as a negative in the first show about advertising and the cost. LinkedIn ads are extremely expensive. Mm-hmm. Probably one of the most expensive.
I've never done a LinkedIn ad.
I've done a few, and for the return, the cost is huge.
Okay.
So once again,
you can't drill down as much as you can with Facebook, though.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The analytics are not as good, I find, on LinkedIn as well.
Okay.
And it does lag behind other channels in innovations. You know, I've had issues with tagging, et cetera, where you're trying to tag people on posts. So,
yeah. So I want to talk a bit about the ones, say, for example, that my hairdresser likes, which would be like Instagram, you know, and the pros for her would be it gives you an audience that's very visually an impression of your business. So I always say people eat with their eyes.
Absolutely.
So that's why I think Instagram has really kind of come to the fore most recently. You know, people are looking for more and more ways to, you know, get their message out there, and they're interested in how am I going to present this, you know, and video, images, the whole thing.
It's a great way
to
make your brand authentic as well, isn't it? Like, you know, the real you.
Yeah, because like and it's growing very quickly because like there's over a billion monthly active users. And you have to sort of say to yourself, there are customers out there and they will be on Instagram, you know? Yeah. And, you know, I always say, I look at it, my daughter, like she would be on it, and she's a teenager, and she's looking at makeup and hair and nails, and she's got more makeup than boots, you know, and she's looking at seeing what's the latest way of contouring and all that kind of thing. So she's, you know, perfect for, you know, the beauty industry to target hairdressers, anybody, restaurants, you know, anybody that can show how good they have service, products, whatever, show it off, and people will come back and engage with you, you know?
Yeah, and like I think because it's also it's a mobile oriented platform as well that, you know, you can...
Yeah, they have it on their phone all the time.
Yeah, and you can take literally a shot with the team pretty much, you're not having to set things up.
Yeah, and you can do your live video and all the rest. And again, it's using the area of hashtags. People,
good old hashtags.
Yeah. I always say hashtags are like a bucket. You know, if you use like hashtag hairdresser, hashtag cafe, you're going to be found under that hashtag. So it's actually helping you. And hashtags are clickable. So you can go in and see who's posted the latest one or the top one. And that's great because then you can see, right, well, the top hashtag post, I'm going to do something similar like that, you know, so it helps you a lot, you know, that way.
Absolutely.
And you can add customizations to your images and your videos through
like
your stories.
Instagram is great for that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, good fun, you know. And you can add like tags, and you can stickers and ask questions, put up polls, be very interactive, which is great.
Yeah, make it fun because social media should be fun.
Yeah.
And Instagram makes it fun.
And that way you will get social, you know.
Yeah.
Then again, other side. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Come on, we're going to the negative. Your target audience may not be on Instagram. So, for example, your accountant may not be there, and, you know, they won't, they're not going to be the person that you're going to follow there. You know,
yeah, so. it's just once again, like all the channels, you know, not everyone is going to be on every channel.
No. Images have to be posted via a mobile phone or via desktop through using a third party tool. So it's not flexible.
Yeah, it is pretty much mobile oriented unless you're trying to, and it can be painful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you might have something that you want to share out from your website and you're thinking, oh, this isn't going to work. You know, you have an image there. You may have to go back and have to get it edited.
And you crop the image size to a set size.
Yeah. Because it's square, where with like Twitter and Facebook, it's rectangular. You don't have clickable links in your captions. So you have only one link, and that is in the bio. So
yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it? Because we're all so used to being able to, say, with Twitter or on the other channels, put in kind of multiple kind of click touch points. But the fact you only have one, you know.
I know.
Although I know, to be fair to you, you have a very smart way of getting around that, don't you?
I do. There's a nice little trick called, it's a software, it's free, and it's called Linktree. And you can add multiple links. So you can say, oh, look, we're on the radio is one link. Another link could be find our latest blog, find us on Facebook. We're here on Twitter. And you click each of those, you will be found on those channels. So it's a good thing to have as an option, because you only have one link in the bio. So it's like a multi-link from one link. And then, as I say, stories, they only last 24 hours. So I always say to people, just be aware that, you know, what you put up on your stories, if you want to save it, put it in your highlights. Otherwise, it's gone.
Yeah. And like, it's kind of, it would be a real shame if you've done something like even a story where you've kind of gone on and on, and suddenly it's gone. People don't get to see it.
So, but again, with Instagram, you have to be consistent. So look at your feed, look at your dashboard, as I call it, and see, you know, your flow. And make sure it looks well and is in line and relevant to your business, you know?
Absolutely.
So will we talk about the big one, Facebook?
Facebook, yes.
So what's good? What's bad?
Most popular social media platform. 2.38 billion monthly users, and that will increase.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's one of the places that, even though it's gone through the various negatives that we had there a couple of years ago with the data issues, etc., it is still a place that people want to go to build a community. Mm-hmm. I think it has that sort of, that real sort of ability to bring communities together, especially local communities, I've found as well. You know, especially if you're a small business and you're trying to build traction, you can do that fairly quickly through Facebook with some of your outreach and building your fans once they know that you're there.
You can have a group page for your business.
Yeah.
You can have a VIP group page, and your customers feel really special.
Yeah.
Get special offers, made to feel like, you know, that they are, you know, valued, and you're going to be loyal then. You're not going to go off anywhere else. So that's brilliant.
And you can have those group conversations, you know, people talking to each other within your group, you know.
Yeah, and sort of like sharing, oh, I have a challenge regarding this. How can I fix it? You know, and then you can come in and say, look, we have this service, you know, we're bringing out, you know, and your customer doesn't have to go anywhere.
Exactly.
Happy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a huge thing with Facebook is the advertising, targeted advertising. That's probably the most powerful advertising platform on social media.
Yeah, and it's a lot cheaper than LinkedIn.
A lot cheaper than LinkedIn. We discussed the positive and negatives of LinkedIn, and we started to go through the positives of Facebook. But like everything, there is negatives. So some of the, I suppose, the negatives of Facebook, you know, a page needs to be managed, and that takes time.
Yes, it does.
It's like any social media, you know, if you're going to set something up, you have to be consistent with the content you're posting. You have to be consistent with the engagement and the audience, I suppose, participation.
And the one thing people don't realize, you have to optimize it. And they look at me and they go, I have to put all that in. And I go, yeah. And they go, but sure, like, you know, I have a website. And I go, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You have to put in everything in. Like, what are your opening hours? Where are you located? You know,
your background.
What are your milestones? And they think I'm like mad. And I'm going, no, if you don't, I mean, it just leaves gaps. And then people go, well, you know, why would I go there? Or why would I buy from them? Or why would I order? You know, it's just ludicrous that people don't look and go through the whole thing and make sure that it's all the information is there, you know?
Because that, like, as you said, from the optimization point, that is how people can find your page, you know, with the keywords or those keywords about your business.
You're hurting you're hurting your brand.
Absolutely.
Your competitor will probably have a fully optimized page.
Yeah.
So consider that, because you need to get all that information. So that takes time to put together.
I think another big one is that we were talking about before the break is organic reach is down massively. Now, what is organic reach? It's content that you post that you don't have to pay for.
Yes.
You've created yourself. But unfortunately, we've started to see that you might put a post, you might have, say, 8,000 followers in your community. You put up a post, you might reach 100, 150 people.
Yeah.
So it is now becoming this sort of pay-for-play platform.
Yeah. And Facebook wants your money.
They do.
So they're not going to show your posts unless they think it's really going to be worthwhile. Otherwise, they're going to go and put up your competitors, which has got maybe live video or video, and you've just put up an article and they're going to go, well, not very interesting. So unless you want that to be seen, they're going to say, okay, give us your money and we'll make sure it gets seen.
Yeah, and it's like we've noticed as well, as Emer and myself were saying, you know, while social media is great, don't build on rented land.
No.
You know, because Facebook is a classic example. They've changed their algorithm how many times, you know, at this stage?
Listen, I had been working with a client and they had set up a company page and then they put up a photograph and Facebook didn't think it was of good enough quality and locked them out.
Yeah, annoying.
And they had to go through a whole rigmarole of trying to get access back to the page. Now, luckily they have, but they had to go and fill in a load of forms and prove that they're a real person and that they're not some sort of a fake account because, you know, Facebook have locked down now. They're going through privacy big time.
Yeah.
And they want to make sure that you comply with what they want.
Yeah.
So
they are, and like I think another issue is, well, if you do Facebook ads, you know, there are times can be a bit of an annoying kind of approval process on Facebook ads. You know, they're very sticklish about the amount of text on the image, etc.
Oh, yeah.
So that can be, you can put an ad in for approval today and you might still be waiting maybe tomorrow or the next day, which can be annoying if you're time sensitive. Mm-hmm. So there are some positive and negatives to focus on when you're talking about Facebook. Emer, talk to us about Twitter, positives.
Well, Twitter is great because I think it's one of the more engaging ones. I like it because I talk a lot. So, you know.
I'm sure the listeners have noticed.
Yes,
Amber, yeah.
Yes. But at least I don't tell bad jokes. It has 270 million monthly active users and it's free to start with.
It's making a comeback. Like it went through a bit of a poor patch there about a year ago, but it started to kind of start to come back in popularity.
Yeah, yeah, especially with, you know, Twitter chats.
Yeah.
That they're an hourly, you know, they're, you know, you have different ones like you have Me the Biz Hour, which I love being on, where Me the Businesses would be, you know, engaging for an hour between 9 and 10 at night. And, you know, you have a star biz and that business is highlighted in that
definitely,
group.
Yeah. Like if you're a business, listen to this, you know, do check out if there's
Wedding Hour is another one. That's great for anyone getting married. So it might be useful if you decide to go down the aisle again, you know.
Yeah, get some tips.
Yeah. And it's great for businesses that are in that sphere, so to speak. You can go from, like, you can look at your data, which is great on Twitter.
Yeah, the analytics is very good.
Yeah, you can go in and see what your top tweet was, what your top engager was, you know.
Your demographic as well, your audience.
You know, there's quite a lot of information you can pick up, who your audience is, what their interests are.
Yeah.
So it's well worth going in and have a look at that and help you with your crafting your tweets.
Very much so, because I think if you look at your top tweet or your top tweets and even kind of try and narrow the time of day, it gives you a real understanding of maybe the type of content that's working well for you on Twitter. So,
and again, your hashtags come into play there.
So important.
Yeah, and they, you know, you can look and see what's trending and then you can jump on and you never know, you could go viral because you've been on at the right time with the right hashtag on the right day. And it's amazing to see that. You get a real kick out of it. I love that, you know.
Yeah, it's great to kind of be part of a movement sometimes, you know, where there's a hashtag that's going really well or it's around a really good cause and you can be part of that conversation.
And of course, that's what with trending, it normally means it's breaking news or it's something Absolutely. That's really exciting.
And that's what people go to Twitter for now,
yeah,
isn't it?
News. Yeah, yeah, not just look to see what the latest pile up on the M50 is, you know, what yeah. stopped. You know, there are a lot of other interesting things that are happening out there and that you wouldn't have found unless you were on Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, you have the customer service angle.
It's okay, yeah.
You know, for business, doesn't matter what size business you are, if you are engaging on Twitter and, you know, replying back to people, you know, people can send you a message, direct message, and, you know, they feel that you're listening to them. And it's a good thing for you because you get feedback and understanding of what your customer is interested in.
Yeah.
Where they may not come onto your Facebook page and leave a message or anything, where with Twitter you can do that and it seems to be more accessible.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I think you're so right. I think the fact that people now feel comfortable mm-hmm. to kind of request something via Twitter should be an alert to you that, you know, if you're not monitoring that sort of channel, maybe you should start.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel that there's a lot of pros to Twitter. I mean, we could talk all day about Twitter.
We could, yeah.
But we don't want to do that.
Nope.
We want to have to move on, unfortunately.
Back down to earth now and give them the other side.
So, Philip, the cons of Twitter.
Yeah, I suppose there is a time input. You know, you have to, once again, put the time in. You know, it may not give you the return on investment that you feel, but I think, you know, look at the channel from its positives, from the opportunities. And once again, if you make a commitment, get the time. You are only allowed to put in 280 characters.
Oh, that's not a lot, is it?
Yeah, not a lot. And, but once again, the way I kind of feel is it's getting you to be more strategic in your... Get to the point.
Mm. Unlike me.
Well, that's it. but no, you do so well, Emer.
Don't forget your emojis, you know, give your tone of voice.
Well, that's it, you know, yeah. Emojis.
They take up space, so that's another thing, you know.
Yeah, but I suppose if you can start to craft your messages where you get very succinct and then link back to your website, that's mm-hmm. an interesting way.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, someone can follow you 1 minute, but then they can unfollow you the next. And I suppose,
don't like that.
Yeah, it can
seem... You think you're doing well and you go, oh, I've got some big influencer. And then they unfollow you and you go, they're really after their numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate. But listen, you know, but I suppose the tip for going forward, Emer, I think we'd both say is we love social media, but remember that an audience you build on any social media platform, it's never going to be owned by you.
No.
You know, like
it's rented ground.
Facebook has changed their algorithm, the access functions, mm-hmm. etc. So always try and bring your audience to your website, build your email list.
Yeah. Write your blogs.
Exactly.
And edutain your audience.
Absolutely. Always edutain your audience. Yeah. And tell us edutain again. What is that before we finish
it
off?
It means educate and entertain and then just throw a bit of engagement in there, you know. And if all else fails, give us a call and...
we'll set you straight.
We'll get you going.
We'll get you social.
We will indeed.
So I've been Philip Twyford, the Curly Marketer, Strategy for Social Media and Management.
And I'm Emer Duffy of Fit Social Media, F for Facebook, I for Instagram and T for Twitter, your social media personal trainer.
And we'll see you for Let's Get Social soon again.
Thanks for listening.